28 minutes. I beg your pardon, 23 minutes to 8. How should Britain's biggest police force, the Metropolitan Police, tackle corruption by its own officers? This year, fresh doubts have emerged as to whether the force has ever dealt with it properly. They were sparked by a review by the barrister, Mark Ellison. He suggested that a detective who'd investigated Stephen Lawrence's murder had acted corruptly and that documents had been shredded. The Ellison review also added to concerns about the conduct of undercover officers in the Met. This week, we'll be running a series of reports from our Home Affairs correspondent, Danny Shaw, who has been given unprecedented access to the Scotland Yard Department, which carries out internal investigations.
OK, folks, good morning and welcome. What have we got for the weekend?
On the 23rd floor of the Metropolitan Police's West London office, a morning briefing known as a grip and pace meeting for one of its most secretive sections, the Department of Professional Standards, responsible for dealing with complaints against officers and staff, deaths in custody, police misconduct and corruption.
We had a CAD message that came in from an anonymous female alleging that police were involved in the alleged supply of drugs. Intelligence report has come in to us for further research. The CAD has obviously been restricted accordingly. But that's it, there's not a lot of information on that one at the moment.
Who's got that one in terms of research?
The IB called us.
OK, thank you.
Around the table, a dozen senior officers from the department's intelligence and investigation teams. They're hearing about the latest allegations against their own colleagues in the Met.
It was alleged that one officer had tried to persuade another officer to amend their notes whilst they were with a prisoner in a hospital, I understand. Some toing and froing has come to us for action. Documents has been seized and a report will be coming our way if it hasn't done so already.
If SI get the call, they'll deal with it, you know, and take the details. It is one for us, basically.
Over the past 2 months, the department has investigated a Met policeman over allegations of voyeurism and inciting prostitution, a Heathrow community support officer who admitted stealing a wallet containing almost £2,500, and a police recruit who's accused of publishing extreme pornography. This was also the unit which investigated the so-called Plebgate affair, which led to one officer being jailed and sacked, along with three others. Detective Chief Superintendent Alaric Bothron is in charge.
We have domestic violence issues reported through to us. We have drug taking. We have assaults. We have people get caught drink driving. So the range of things that happen to any other business or organisation happen to us. And sometimes there is things that make you look up and think, has somebody actually really done that?
You're really shocked sometimes by what you're hearing.
Yeah. 99.9% of our staff come to work and do a really good job. Unfortunately, we have a few people who either make mistakes or do stupid things, and the rest of the organisation doesn't want those people in the job.
A police community support officer is facing jail tonight after selling secrets to drug dealers which help them steal and deal in cocaine.
One of the most serious corruption cases in recent years involved August Batmaz, who worked for the Metropolitan Police for over 4 years. Criminals used him to access a valuable resource, information. Batmaz was given a 7-year prison sentence for supplying cocaine, helping offenders evade detection and tipping off criminals about the location of cannabis factories.
Listen, walls are inside the yard. As soon as you get there, ring me and I'll keep an eye on you boys as well.
During the inquiry into Batmaz, detectives carried out surveillance on the neighbourhood policing office where he worked in Bromley. What they uncovered was extraordinary and led to 7 officers resigning or being dismissed. Detective Sergeant Mike Moore led the investigation.
His particular team weren't doing what they were meant to be doing. They were not getting into uniform and going out and patrolling. You know, 80% of their role was uniform patrol. They were spending a lot of time in the Safe Neighbours team office playing backgammon, poker. They were claiming overtime and going home early.
How do you think that culture developed?
Unfortunately, it's always down to the supervisor, isn't it? If the supervisor isn't firm and strong enough, then things slip, don't they? And unfortunately, this particular supervisor was no better than his colleagues. He was doing the same.
Right, we're just coming into the intelligence section, so we're literally a force within a force. So we're completely independent of the rest of the Met's intelligence bureaus, although we do link into them.
Some inquiries, like the Ogre's Batmaz investigation, are so sensitive no one else in the Met, apart from the Commissioner, is allowed to know. As well as its own intelligence hub, the 380-strong department has dedicated surveillance teams so it can seal off its operations from the rest of the force. Detective Chief Superintendent Alaric Bothron.
Everything the Met can do to criminals, we've got here that we can do to our own staff if they're actually doing something wrong. And some of that's to prove, and some of it's to disprove the allegations that are being made against people. Obviously, if we want to move on someone who's committing criminal matters, we don't want the rest of the organisation to know that until we're ready to go.
But without giving away its secrets, the department is having to open up to show its critics that the Met is tackling corruption after a series of scandals dating back to the 1990s. Senior officers don't believe the problem is endemic or increasing, but they acknowledge that where an organisation employs people, uses systems and holds information, it will always be vulnerable.
Danny Shaw reporting, first of some of his reports, which we'll hear during the week. It's 17 minutes to 8 now. Look at the papers.